Everyone has the right to access and cooperate with the United Nations, its representatives and mechanisms. Civil society organizations and human rights defenders are invaluable to the promotion and protection of human rights. Their work is crucial to prevent, document and address human rights violations and abuses globally. Continued monitoring, intimidation and other forms of coercion and retaliation against CSOs and human rights defenders, both online and offline, by state and non-state actors are deplorable. Iceland is deeply alarmed by the severe protection concerns expressed by victims of reprisals, as outlined in the report. The decrease in reporting, combined with victims' increased requests for anonymity due to fear of further reprisals, shows the gravity of the situation. Stronger protection mechanisms are needed. Failure to reverse this dangerous trajectory not only undermines collective commitments and values, but also poses a significant threat to the advancement of human rights globally. Iceland strongly condemns all acts of intimidation and reprisals across the UN system identified in the report. Assistant Secretary General, what concrete steps can states take to better protect those who engage with the United Nations, its representatives and mechanisms? I thank you.
Thank you, Madam. Now we move to the list of NGOs, speakers, and I will begin by giving the floor to International Service for Human Rights.